And now on Brooklyn's Radio, it's time for Mind, Body and Spirit with Samantha Newfielding of Newphoria, Walton-on-Thames. Hello, Sam.
Hiya, Graham. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and how are you?
Well, I'm really excited because I've got a super guest, an old friend of mine today, Tom Evans. Hiya, Tom.
Hi, Sam. Hi, Graham.
And I just wanted to say before Tom starts that he is one of the most inspirational people I have ever met. If I'm feeling down, he's the man I give a call to.
Wow.
And he's created something that's going to inspire everybody. So he's here today to talk about where ideas come from.
Right. Well, I thought it all came from the head, don't they?
Well, that's what most people think. But, you know, we've got nerves all over our body. And you're probably not aware of this, but our gut... we always say we get a gut instinct, but our gut has got the same number of neurons as a cat's brain.
Fantastic.
And so when you get a gut feeling, it's because it's actually sourced from the just below your diaphragm.
So your tummy is just as intelligent as your head.
Yeah, and it's an older brain. So from an evolutionary perspective, it evolved many, many years ago. But it's also more accurate. But obviously sometimes we overrule it a little bit.
We don't always listen, do we?
We don't listen.
What is it that overrules it then, Tom?
It's our conscious mind, our self-awareness.
Okay. So more that logical bit.
Yeah, and especially in this Western world as well, we've got this very left brain bias.
Yes.
Which is taught to us. And so our intuitive self gets suppressed sometimes.
Do you know, one of the things I love to do is work with children because they don't have a conscious mind so early on. They just run on unconscious, don't they?
Indeed.
Yeah. Kicks in around about 7-ish and then we start getting the, I'm not going to do that anymore, mummy. That's so much fun.
Indeed.
Excellent. Graham.
Yeah, so the gut isn't the only place then that ideas come from, Tom. Where else do they come from?
No, well, people also say, when you listen to people's language, they say things like, oh, I got this idea off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. Or they might have something at the tip of their tongue.
Yes.
And that's because you've got, one, you've got nerve centres all over the body, but also you've had to think of the brain not just as a generator of consciousness, but as a receiver of consciousness.
What about, that was in the back of my mind.
Yeah, and there's a place called the cerebellum. And ideas often come through the cerebellum, which is that route. But they're coming from, if you like, the collective consciousness, which mm-hmm. is a group consciousness that sits outside our individual consciousness.
Okay, I think we're going into the ideas of Carl Jung.
Potentially, but it predates Carl Jung by many millennia.
Brilliant.
Most esoteric and mystical traditions have some form of collective consciousness, and we call it different names. We might call it God or angels or the elves or the fairies or whatever.
They're all okay with us, aren't they?
They're okay. I don't mind what people call them, and I work quite across all the different metaphors.
Yes.
But basically the idea is, and even the physicists are now getting in on this, they're saying, well, there must be dimensions that are wrapped up within our three space dimensions and one time dimension. And the idea is that those dimensions are where all knowledge and wisdom and experience is stored, past, present and future.
So they rest there and then we kind of pluck them out when we need them.
We dump them there and we get them out, yeah. Which is why people like, you know, Leonardo da Vinci, he was drawing pictures of helicopters all those years ago and he mm-hmm. had the prescience or the pre-science to think about inventing the parachute just in case the helicopter failed.
Just in case. Good, isn't it? You need to have the two together.
Yeah, so if we want these sort of ideas, or any ideas really, where can we get them from then?
Well, they come through any meditative practice, which mm-hmm. doesn't mean you've got to sit down cross-legged in the dark.
You can
just go for a walk or something like that, or you just have some me time every day. So I recommend everybody spends 5 or 10 minutes in some sort of me time or doing yoga, Pilates, Tai Chi.
I teach meditation, and I often say to people, meditation can be done with your eyes open in a forest. As you say, go for a walk. Open eye meditation isn't as well known.
It works really, really well.
Yeah.
And I get most of my book writing ideas when I'm out on dog walks, for example.
Do you think we've lost a lot through the fact we're such a busy lives we all lead? We're all rushing around from dawn to dusk and we don't really have any time to ourselves.
Exactly. And I make sure, I always meditate for a minimum of 20 minutes a day. When I first did it, because I'm a sort of logical, right, left-brained engineer, when I first got involved with all this, I thought, there's no way I can, one, stop my mind going, and two, I haven't got 20 minutes spare. But now I know if I don't take that 20 minutes out, my day goes worse. So I save time in the day by taking that 20 minutes out, and I've become healthier, fitter. People say I look younger. I don't know if
you
that's true
do,
or not. Thank you.
You do, Tom. Absolutely. Little nudge there. Sorry, I forgot to say it earlier.
I've got the right face for radio, obviously.
That's the one.
So, I mean, if you do this, I mean, does it get you to order your day and decide what your priorities are? Is that what it's doing, or is it, what is it doing to you?
It's the idea of being more productive, certainly, isn't it?
It's kind of even better than that. Actually, all these lovely serendipities and happenstances come your way without you having to do anything. So, for example, all the books I've written, the publishers have found me.
Wow.
Right, just by me being in the right space at the right time, I write the book, and just at the time it's ready for publishing, a publisher trots along. So yes. All this idea of, you know, sending off publishers' scripts and this sort of stuff and getting rejection letters, that's not happened to me.
Wow, that's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, and it is luck, it is serendipity, but it all starts, inspiration starts with the breath.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So can we utilise the breath then to get ideas when we need them?
We can, yeah. And what I've done is I've put a little meditation together that people, and visualisation people can get for free at the end of the show. But just think about this, as we always speak on an out-breath.
Right.
We're trying to speak on an in-breath just now. You see, you can't do it. Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Inspire first, then speak.
So we inspire, and on our in-breaths is when the ideas come in, and then we exhale them on the out-breath.
Oh, that makes total sense, doesn't it, when you speak it out loud?
Exactly, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And our etymology in the language gives a lot away for what the root meaning of words are.
Right. Yeah. Excellent. So are we saying then that we kind of need to be working in a circular way with our breath?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. And is that what your meditation involves?
Yeah, and there's loads of different breathing techniques. This is a particular one from the Taoist tradition that's on this particular meditation, but I do lots of different breathing techniques. There's a great one, by the way, for left and right brain energising, which is you breathe alternately through each nostril.
Yes.
And over the day, we breathe through different nostrils. And if you breathe through the left nostril, your right brain gets oxygen. You breathe through your right nostril, then you go to the left brain. So if you alternate nostril breathing, you get... And if schools did this, then kids would get so energized in the day. It'd be fantastic.
That's wonderful. They certainly do a thing called brain gym in a lot of schools.
Yes, I know.
Where they have the children moving around, jumping up and down, activating and connecting the two sides of the brain.
They do. Cross crawling is brilliant. That's fantastic for that, yeah.
And we can just see Graham here doing a little bit of left and right nostril breathing.
Yeah. I have to close my nostril with my thumb.
With your thumb.
Is that right?
Yeah, to start, that's a great way of doing it. And then after a while, you don't have to hold the nostril.
No. Right.
Brilliant
stuff. You just do it, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, my goodness me. Yeah. So, do you get inspired then at odd times of the day then as well? You're doing certain things? I don't know, like taking a shower or something?
And... Well, yeah, there's water is one of the four elements. And a lot of people say that they get inspiration in a shower or when it's near a waterfall or something like that. And one of the ideas is that water is the element that carries the collective unconsciousness, and that's one of the reasons why it's so powerful. And also I find that people are some people are morning people and very good, some people are evening people. I think it might even be tied to the time that they were born.
Right.
But one of the biggest influences in our inspiration is the phase of the moon.
Yes, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Exactly. So you become more inspirational from full moon round to new moon.
Yes, of course.
And I use the new moon to full moon period for planning.
Absolutely right. New moon is associated with new beginnings, new ideas. Just before the new moon, there is the dark moon, so the end of a moon cycle. Mm-hmm. But your fruition of ideas is actually at full moon.
Absolutely, yeah.
So how cool is that? Brilliant stuff. Tell us a little bit about your latest book, Tom, which I know is called Flavours of Thought, Recipes for Fresh Thinking. There's a recipe.
Well, first off, because we're on the Mind, Body, Spirit show, I can tell you it's based on the tarot. So the tarot is quite inaccessible for a lot of people.
True.
So what I've done is I've done a contemporary book inspired by the tarot. So each of the tarot cards carries an energy and an intelligence. And what I've done is I've written them up in modern day language.
So using the major arcana, the key cards from the tarot.
That's right.
So that everybody can understand.
That's right, yeah.
Brilliant.
In a very contemporary language. And they are the flavours of thought, the different types of thought we have. There's three main types. There's ethereal thoughts that come from outside the body, that come in through the cerebellum and through the crown.
Right.
There are the unconscious murmurs that come from our heart centre, from our gut and from our other centres. And that's our body intelligence telling us things. And then we've got the conscious mind thoughts, which is the thinking thoughts.
Yes,
and
those analytical things.
That's right, yes.
And brilliant.
And mixed together, they're fantastic. When you're in control of them all, then the thoughts that you have control what happens around you in the world, which is fantastic.
So am I correct in understanding that a recipe is a bit of a mix then of these different kinds?
Yeah, the recipes then take one of each. They take an ethereal whisper, feed it through the unconscious mind, and then it appears into the conscious mind. They're very, very powerful and very simple and elegant.
And so what kind of things can you achieve using a recipe?
Well, I've done one which is you can do goal setting, for example.
Okay.
Or you can do falling in love or falling out of love. And one thing I recommend is don't do the two at the same time.
No. Do them the right way around.
Exactly. It's goal setting. You can find your soul path. You can deal with guilt. You can deal with anger. You can deal with grief. There's lots of things you can deal with by just cascading these flavours together.
Fantastic. So for our listeners to get an idea about this,
mm-hmm.
I know...
Oh, yes, tomevans.co
/Brooklands. So you've put a special opportunity up there, haven't you, for people to actually go and give this a try themselves?
Yes, there's a free set of flavours and a free recipe from the book on goal setting for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
There's a free audio to listen to how you can get your mind to go quiet in that meditative state.
Right.
And I've put a little extra special one on there, how you can actually activate your heart ray, to send unconditional love out to anywhere on the planet.
And we all need to do a little bit of that at this fresh time of year, don't we?
And you know what happens when you send a bit of love out? It comes back at least 10 times.
That's absolutely true. Fantastic. So let's just be sure that people have those details again, Tom. Where do they have to go?
It's www.tomevans.co.
Yes.
/Brooklands.
Fantastic. So you're a .co, not a .co.uk, just .co.
Or not a .com. Yeah, it's a new trendy URL that I just found.
Yes. Not only is Tom one of the most inspirational people I know, he's fantastically a techno person as well. He knows the latest things about everything. So that's brilliant. Okay. And Evans is spelt the traditional way, Evans.
That's
Tom
right.
Evans. Fantastic. Tom, if somebody wants to get in touch with you over the telephone, what's the best number to reach you on?
That's 01483 209 560,
and you're based
not far from Guildford in the lovely Surrey Hills.
Fantastic. It is very beautiful where you live, isn't it?
And great for meditative walking. In fact, I do a lot of sessions with clients where we just go out and walk.
Brilliant stuff. Yeah. Wonderful. And of course, if anybody is needing any further information about any of the things that we've talked about today, the tarot, about meditation, any of the other elements that Tom has brought into his work, they can give us a call at Newphoria. We're on 0800 781 8653, or the website newphoria.co.uk.
Indeed, and if you want to get in touch with us here as well, you can email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.
Tom, thank you so much. Always wonderful to chat, and I wish you a much longer writing career with fabulous more flavours to come.
Thank you so much, Sam. Great to meet you, Graham.
Thank you very much, Tom. You've given us lots to think about.
Certainly has.
Right, well, thank you very much indeed to Tom and to Sam, and look forward to seeing you again next week for another Mind, Body and Spirit.